everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all of the dirty details.
You guys. We're back. It's season two.
Season two.
And I am so excited.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
And I've been looking forward to recording again.
Yeah, me too. Lots happened, surprisingly.
Well, yes and no, probably. You got a promotion.
Did you guys hear that sigh?
I did get a promotion.
So Crystal and I work for the same company.
Mm-hmm.
I am a supervisor over one team.
Uh-huh.
And Crystal just became a supervisor over a different team.
I did.
This is your first people leader role.
Yes. So I've avoided the people leader role because,
right.
I mean, I enjoy being an individual contributor. Mainly, just got to worry about myself.
Yeah.
This is a huge adjustment.
Yeah.
Just hearing like all your problems.
It's kind of brutal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been really busy with work.
Yes.
It's just that end of year, start of the new year is so hard.
Yeah, I feel like January is just always crazy.
It is.
You know, December's great. Everything's slowing
down. Yeah, everyone's, you know, on vacation.
Yeah.
The tree is up. You know, you're feeling the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a good mood because they know they're going to get
and
time off.
January just slaps you in the face.
Slaps you right in the face.
Uh-huh. And they're like, you remember all that stuff? Yeah, here it is.
And then it's just like all the stuff you didn't finish last year. Plus, what are your new year goals for everything?
It's ridiculous.
It's a lot.
Oh, man.
So I'm pleased to welcome you into the Supervisor Club.
Ooh,
I'm here for you.
I know. But it's great because you have been, he's also a supervisor. You guys can like really like vent it out, you know?
Oh, we vent hard.
Where I have no one and I'm just like yelling at the wall. And I'm just like, you know?
I know because Ben also works at our same company.
Yeah.
So when him and I talk, we both just get it. We both get each other's problems and struggles. And we just like bitch about it for hours, vent hard. Yeah. At night. So we're here for you.
Thank you. Because my husband, when he gets home, it's like 8 hours worth of just like vomit out of my mouth.
Yeah. And it's hard because to somebody who's not in it, your problems seem kind of ridiculous.
Right.
And in the grand scheme of things, you know, people have harder problems than our stuff, right? But day to day, it is a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have somebody who really understands what it's like.
I was telling somebody at work, I was just like, so now I know what it feels like to have like a team meeting and it's crickets when you're like, so what's going on? And she's like, chirp, 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 chirp.
Yeah, I'm like, anyone have any fun planned for the weekend?
And they're just like, I'm dead inside. And
right?
I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
So that's why now at night, I drink margaritas.
Yeah, the drinking
has gone up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I made us margaritas today. And I think it's helping.
It's helping a lot. Yeah.
But in the same umbrella of office stuff, when we moved to work from home last March, we have a home office. And Ben took the office and I moved into the dining room table area, which was fine. And then one day, actually what happened was Ben took a week off of work when I was still working.
Yes.
So I moved into the office and I worked in there for a week and I was like,
ooh,
okay.
I like this.
He's been living like a king in here for 9 months.
Oh, you've been slumming it in the dining room?
So one day he came into the office and he was like, oh, like how do you like it in here? Clearly worried. And I was like,
and you're like,
not,
get out.
Yeah, I was like, this is my office now. You're not getting it back. And he did it. I have not left since.
Right.
And I don't feel bad. The office is great.
He had it for the first few months. Yeah.
I know. I don't feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad.
No, the office is beautiful. It has my books in there.
Uh-huh.
So I look at my beautiful bookshelf every day.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me a small sliver of joy.
Yes.
And we made him a sad little office. He calls it the reject room because it's the room where like nothing has been put away yet. It's just like, we moved in this house like a year and a half ago and all the stuff that didn't have a home just got put in this back room.
We all have that room
and that's where his office is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Sorry, Ben.
I know, but I'm happy. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
We also got for Christmas, we draw names in his family and his sister got his name and one of the gifts was a printer.
Yes.
And I've always wanted a printer.
Really?
Yes.
That's a sign of like domestication.
And part of it's because I do my fair share of online shopping, most of which outside of Amazon, love you Amazon, requires you to print a return label.
You do a lot of returning too.
And I do a ton of returning.
Right.
And so I would have to either, oh, this is actually, I don't know if I told you this. So I had a return that I had to send back. Uh-huh. And if you go to UPS, you can email it to them when you're right. there and they'll print it for you. But they were having... Hold on, we're getting a little treat.
Oh.
Oh, a little snack from Ben.
Oh my goodness.
These are so good.
What is this?
These are pot stickers.
I should know what a pot sticker is.
You should.
Is.
They're so good. Thank you for our treat. No.
Thank you, Ben.
God, he's the best.
God.
Yeah, these are really good too.
Yeah, I'm going to start now.
Go ahead and have a snack and I'll tell you the story. So I went to UPS around the holidays to return something and I was the only one in there.
Uh-huh.
She's eating her pot sticker. She's like, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. I emailed it to their email thing that they have. And she was like, yeah, it's just not coming through. And I was like, well, I'm not leaving here until I return it. Like, I'm not coming back. And it was the end of the day. They're clearly tired. But I'm just like, I have to return this today. I don't want to come back. She goes, look, here's what we're going to do. She had me go behind the counter, log into my email on their UPS. That happened to you too?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I logged into my email on their computer. I printed it out. But like, if you had gone into UPS at that moment, mm-hmm. you would have thought I worked there.
Because you're behind the counter.
I was behind the counter printing my own return label. But now I have my own printer, so it's fine.
Yeah. That happened to me once and I was just like, oh, sorry. And you could tell they were just like put off by me. Fine. Can you just come back here? You're not supposed to be back here. But I'm like, I get it. I know the rules. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not leaving. You're stuck with me
right.
until I return this. I'm going to have a bite of this pot sticker.
Oh, it's so hot.
It's really hot.
Oh my God.
I'm going to let it cool down.
You ate that first one with ease. I thought it was just going to be...
No, I didn't. The stuffing came out. And I was like, ugh.
Wow, my whole mouth is on fire. Anyways, we got a printer. But it's one of those things where, like, now that I have it, I don't have a lot of uses for it now.
But it's there. But and you know there. It.
One thing is, though, I've been changing my name, which is a bitch.
All the things we do when we're married as women.
Oh, my gosh. So, first of all, you have to go through the Social Security office to do it there first.
Which is a nightmare.
Which is a nightmare. And because of COVID, you can't go in. You have to mail it all in. So I mail all of my life documents into their office, which is scary. They have it for, I don't know, 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I get it back and it's the wrong name.
What name was it?
Well, I changed my middle name to be my maiden name.
Oh, right.
And they just like forgot to do the middle name. Lame. So I called them. This is like a huge tangent. Sorry. I called them and I was like, well, all my stuff said to change the middle name. He goes, yeah, I see that here. He goes uh-huh. on the phone. He's like, they must have just missed it. And then this is the kicker. He goes, the good news is it's super easy for us to change middle names. And I was like, awesome. Okay. Like, great. And he goes, but it's the same process for you. I was like, what?
So he wanted to let you know that the part for his job would be easy.
That they messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yours I had to still the same. Send in all the forms, my passport, oh my everything. Goodness. It was the same amount of work for me twice. Yeah. But he was like, the good news is it's super easy for us. I was like, quit bragging, Josh. Okay. Super annoying.
Oh my gosh.
So I have used the printer for name change documents.
You getting a printer inspired me to dust off my printer.
You did.
The reason I didn't use my printer is because ink is so expensive. So just getting a colored ink and a black and white, or just black, just black ink. Was $60 and I was like, is it worth it?
That
so now
insane.
I really think about it before I print something out. I'm like, is it worth it? I don't know.
So. When you told me it was $60, I was shocked.
Ink is expensive.
I'm eating my pot sticker, sorry.
So what's next? What else we got?
I don't know. I've definitely read some good books though. Not as many. We've both slowed down on the reading. Partially because work has been so insane. Whenever 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock comes around, my brain is just can't comprehend anything besides television. I'm just a waste of a person. I'm just a shell.
It's just funny because all last year we were like reading nonstop. Like you were reading like 200-300 page books a day. Do you remember
Who
that?
Was I?
I don't know.
Was I on something? Like how was, I don't
but
understand.
But now you said it takes you like a week to finish a 300 page book.
Yeah.
That's why. Segue.
You have a new book.
Oh my gosh, guys, I have went into a novella black hole hard.
You've read so many novellas.
Because I can finish a novella in a couple hours.
Is it because you need the sense of accomplishment?
Yes, 1,000%. Because my new job makes me feel like I'm failing at everything.
Right, that's the whole
thing. So I need this little win, and those little wins are these little novellas.
I get that.
So they're just like less than 100 pages, sometimes
but
a little more.
But do you like them?
So that's what I'm going to get into.
Okay, tell me more.
So now... I kid you not, I've probably read, I don't know, 8 to 10 novellas in this year. Because, you know, I can finish them in a night.
That is so many.
There's a few things that I don't like about a novella.
Tell me more as I eat my popsicle.
I do not like those novellas where they fall in love within 24 hours. Mm. So there's been a couple of those. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just, I get that it's a short story and you got to cram a lot in.
You're just not buying
it. But just lie to me and tell me, oh, next chapter, 3 weeks later, or
ooh, good point.
6 months later. Like, let me know that they've developed some sort of relationship.
Or let them be like childhood friends.
Yes.
Or, give me some history.
Yeah, like there's already a relationship established. So I've read two where they literally meet, not literally, in a book. They meet and then they fall in love within the next chapter.
Sizzling
He's
chemistry.
Like, I gotta have her. No, it's very possessive, those two. They were very possessive. But the ones that I do like, relationship is already established.
Yeah.
Every epilogue, it's 5 years later.
That's good.
So, you know.
Has some lasting.
Some lasting, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got you.
But yeah, I'm still down that novella black hole. Because you're right, I do need the win. I need to feel like I accomplished something. And reading a full-length book just seems so exhausting. Because yeah. I want to pass out after work now.
It's so bad. So bad.
Eat your pot sticker.
Okay. I read a few Christmas novellas. And I liked them because it was Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like a special holiday zhuzh.
So my favorite novella that I read during the holidays was Stuffing Her Stocking.
Oh my, what? Did we read that together? Or was that?
No, it was a one-off one that I read. But of course I read it because I love the title.
Obviously. You like to go for it with the titles.
Oh yeah.
I read a good novella for Christmas that they had the same name, but it was backwards. What was that book?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, The Christmas Pact.
I gotta tell you about the one novella though. So I read one novella and I think it was called My Husband, My Stalker or something like that.
Okay.
This book was just bonkers to me. So the first chapter is him. He's like a hitman, right?
Okay.
So he's like wiping blood off of him in the first chapter and he watches the news. And they're interviewing this lady that was abducted, right? And they obviously find her. And he's just like captivated by her. He's just like, ugh.
The recently kidnapped person?
After he recently also like assassinated somebody. And he sees her and he's just like, oh my God, I gotta have her. He's like getting hard as he's watching this poor woman on TV be like, yeah, you know, I was abducted and all this bad stuff happened to me.
So and he was like, this does it for me.
Yeah, he's just like, she's just so hot.
Oh my God.
And so he devises this whole thing where he actually like moves in next door. He's her new neighbor.
What?
And then there's like a neighborhood party, right? And her neighbor is just like, you know, just come on over. I know you're traumatized because you got kidnapped and all, but you know, you need to come back to society. And so she goes to this house party and obviously he's there because, you know, he's crazy.
Is there anything worse for a woman who's been kidnapped to then interact with a hitman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, carry on.
He like talks to her at the party and she's just like, ooh, who's this guy?
Oh my
ooh,
God.
Ooh. And then he walks her back to her house. They kind of, you know, they get fresh. Long story short, they get married in
what?
2 weeks.
Two weeks. After her emotional trauma,
they get married
get
after
haircut.
2 weeks.
Don't get
and
married.
And she thinks, because he's lied to her, that he is an accountant. So every morning he pretends to go
stop.
Off to work.
Stop.
He goes off to work. But really what he's doing is he's sitting in his car and he's like following her throughout her day. What he says is to make sure she's okay and safe. And I'm like,
gross.
Mm. And so he does that for a while. Long story short, she eventually finds out something's wrong because she starts to, you know, suspect something. So she follows him, but obviously he knows that he's being followed by her.
This is hilarious.
Right? She follows him to his, quote, office. They go up to the room. The room is just a shrine to her. So she walks in.
I just got chills.
Yes. So she walks in and it's just like pictures of her.
Ew.
Over the time. And she's just like, oh my God, you know. And she's trying to bolt, right? And he's just like, no, let me explain. And I'm like,
yeah, hold her hostage. That'll help the trauma.
And that's what he did. He like tied her up.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he tied her up. And he was just like, look, it's the only way I can get you to
oh
listen.
My God.
And I'm like, or
oh
you
God.
Could just let her go.
Oh my gosh.
So he tries to explain. He's just like, I'm going to let you go now. Like he's going to untie her. And then she was just like, I never want to see you again. Of course, she's just like sitting at home. She's trying to rationalize her love for him. And she's just like, well, he did all this because he loves me. blah, 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 blah. And this is the part that, I mean, granted, all of this is bonkers, but the part that I was just like, really?
We're going to rationalize abusive relationships.
She's like, I don't know how to find him. And then she's like, wait a minute. And like, she starts piecing things together. She looks under the mattress and he had basically sketched out a map of where to find him.
What?
Yes. He's at the lighthouse. And so
he's
like hanging out alone in this lighthouse.
Hoping she'll come and find him.
Yes. And so, of course, she knew to look under the mattress to find the map, to find him. She goes there and she's like, I still want you. I'm sorry. I know you did
this
all that because
horrible.
You love me. Yeah.
This is awful.
Yeah. So that was my husband, the stalker.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One book I read in our off time was The Off Limits Rule by Sarah Adams.
You love that one.
I love her.
I gotta read that book.
I love her. It's just so funny. This was the book that I feel like started the conversation between a few people in the bookstagram world about that closed door romance, reading romance without sex.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't need romance to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't have that, but it was so funny and creative, and I wanted everybody to read it. But I feel like people, I don't know.
You talking about me?
No, I mean, yes, but no. Some people just aren't open to reading books
without
in the romance category.
The sex.
Without a little hanky-panky.
Right.
But this one was so good, I just really wanted people to read it. Mm-hmm. And you still should read it. It's so good. It's just very quirky and cute.
So I will say this, that when I read a lot, like the novellas are very sexually oriented, you know, because they're, you know, they got to get in.
You
need it all.
You need a break, though. Mm-hmm.
I am open to reading a book that has either little to no sex because I've already got my fill.
This one is just so good. Totally recommend it. One that I read because Bookstagram told me to. Was Only When It's Us, where
the guy is deaf over the summer.
And she's a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nobody appropriately prepared me for the emotional toll this book took on my heart.
Well, I didn't know you were going to read it. Otherwise, I would have told you.
Wow.
Wow. That book was a lot.
It was very good. I think I gave it 5 stars.
You did give it 5 stars.
And I mean, it was so good. It was so deep. But I like a more lighthearted romance. Yeah,
that's why I gave it 4. And it wasn't because it was a horrible book. I thought it was a great book. But I was like, at that point in my life, I was like,
it was so heavy.
I don't need all the emotions.
So I get why it's as popular as it is.
It's a great
but
book.
But I need some time before I read the second and third.
Yes.
Because I heard the third is like devastating to the soul.
See, when people say that, it makes me not want to read it.
I just have to be in like a very specific frame of mind to jump into that. Because my life, work is stressful, okay?
Yes.
And I read a book to escape.
Yeah,
I don't want more problems.
I don't need to be crying by the end of a book.
I was reading this book on the couch next to Ben, who was watching sports.
Uh-huh.
And he looks over and he was like, are you crying? Yeah, I'm like sobbing.
You're like, look away.
Yeah, I'm like, don't pay attention to me. Yeah, I'm sobbing from this book. It was so heavy. But those were a few ones that I read. Honestly, during this break, I watched a lot of TV. I'm not going to lie to you about it.
Also, though, we missed watching TV. We didn't watch a lot of TV last year because we were just like,
I know, we only read
so hard.
I know.
And so, and our husbands were like, you know, we kind of miss watching TV with you guys. And we're like, all right.
And then I started watching TV and I was like, TV's fun. And so for the past however many years of our friendship, you've been telling me to watch New Girl.
Yes.
And I've kindly been putting you aside.
It felt like a real kick in the shins every time you were like, hard pass.
Yeah, well, okay, like, I tried to watch episode 1 a couple years ago, and I was like, this girl is so annoying.
And you pulled up episode 1 time when I was here, and we were like 30 seconds in, you're like, can't do it.
And I was like,
and I'm like, come on. I was like, you can't judge it by this one episode.
And I did, I just wrote it off.
Yeah. And then finally,
well, here's the deal. What Crystal did is she pulled the friendship card. She goes, on a girl's night, she's like, you know,
I have no shame.
She goes, it would really mean a lot to me. You guys, I'm not even kidding. She was like, it would really mean a lot to me if you just gave this, my favorite show ever in the history of shows, a chance. And I was like, fuck. Okay. I'll watch it. Fine. And I agreed to watch 10 episodes.
You did.
Mm-hmm. We had like a whole debate about how many episodes was fair. You told me I had to watch 4 seasons before I made a decision if I was going to watch it or not.
Did I? Yeah, that sounds like me.
You go, well, you can't just watch the first 10 episodes. You have to watch the first 4 seasons to get a good grasp.
I was so afraid you were going to like still hate it. So I was like, well, maybe if she gets to season 4.
Like, I'm not going
to
watch 90 episodes before I decide to continue. That's over half the show. So we agreed to 10 episodes and I started watching and I like it.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I probably won't watch it a second time through. I know it's your favorite show ever. And I get it. I have some thoughts on it.
Okay, let's hear them.
I wrote them down because
hit me.
I was writing them as I was watching the show, and I'm a very passionate person about shows and books. Right. Most things I'm not very passionate about anything else.
I feel like sometimes I'm more of just of like a loyalist, where like if I've watched it from the beginning, I'm just all in regardless of how bad the show is starting to get.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a bad show. I will say, well, here's the thing. I also feel like whenever you watch a show like this, like Friends or Sex and the City or New Girl, whatever, they're like, who's your favorite character?
Right.
So who's your favorite character?
Winston.
Okay. So first of all, on the topic of Winston, his wardrobe really speaks to me.
His bird shirts?
His bird shirts are my absolute favorite part of the show. I look forward to every episode to see what he's wearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my all-time favorite part of the show.
Okay.
I feel like the show would not do well without Nick.
Nick carries the show.
Nick is the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody else, including Jess, you could kind of replace if you had to.
Yeah.
Nick is the show.
You can't replace Nick.
So I think he's the most important character in the show. Jess, I feel like I liked her like season 2 through 4. The second she came back from being gone for a while, for real life having a baby, show life being on jury duty, she came back and I was like, I did not miss you. She came back and I was like, I liked Megan Fox. We didn't need your quirky personality. It's a little bit too much for me. Mm-hmm. And even still, I'm not even done yet. I'm like at the end of season 5.
Right.
Even still, I'm like, I could do without her. Yes. She doesn't do it for me.
No, I agree.
But she hit a stride when she was dating Nick and then she lost it. So at the part I'm on currently, this is like a whole spoiler situation for anybody who's not seen No Plans 2. Where I'm at now is she's dating Sam again. Okay, and the episode I just watched last night was where she went to the bar with Sam and his med school friend Diane showed up.
Yes.
And at the beginning of the episode, she was like, Sam, you only laugh like closed mouth. Like, she watched him interact with Diane and he's like, like having the best time ever with Diane.
Right.
And it was clear to me.
I really liked Diane.
Diane was awesome.
She was amazing.
And then we find out Diane has loved him forever.
Forever.
And she had written him a letter.
I know.
But it was returned to sender, so he never got it with like all of her feelings. And then Jess was like, you know what? I believe in love. This might not be my love story. It could be yours. And so she had her give the letter to Sam, which is so awesome. Sam and Diane are clearly...
They're meant to be.
They're meant to be. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the episode, Sam came back and was like, Diane's part of my past. It's me and you is the future. I was like, ugh, like, what are we doing? You're smiling. I'm sure it's going to change. I know she's not going to end up with him. But I just felt like, why are we dragging it out?
So, I don't know, because it's TV.
I just was like,
out of all the other boyfriends that she's had, who has been your favorite besides Nick?
Oh, what's his name?
Ryan.
Is that who it is?
Did you like Ryan, the teacher, the British teacher?
No, I hated him. The very beginning where they were equally quirky. What's his real name in real life?
Genslinger?
Yes! He's my absolute favorite. I was like, Justin Long.
Yeah.
I, first of all, love Justin Long. I think he's so funny, so nerdy and like skinny and funny to watch. I feel like they...
With his ugly cry, yeah.
We're just... I was like, this is it for me.
Did you like Bear Claw?
Oh my God. Give me a break. I'm going to have a bite of my pasta after that comment.
He made me laugh.
Who was your favorite?
Why did you dislike Ryan?
I felt like he was too pretentious. I just didn't feel it between them.
Do you think just because he's British or?
That could be it. I just didn't buy it. And I definitely do not buy her and Sam. Their chemistry is not there for me. I think he's a cutie, but so Ben watches with me and he hates Sam. Side note though, Schmidt is awesome.
You hated Schmidt at first.
Love him. He's great. Him and I are friends. Cece. Oh my God. Nadia.
Well, Nadia's just like...
Every episode Nadia's in, I want to turn it off.
But she's supposed to be like a shitty character. She's like that shitty model that's just like, oh, look at me. And then she gets pregnant and doesn't know who the dad is. Have you gotten to that part?
Yeah, I think they had a baby shower for her. I honestly don't watch her episodes that closely.
Yeah.
But Cece, I liked her at the beginning. I thought she was fun. She's like the sexy best friend.
Right.
Been friends since they were kids. Mm-hmm. Felt like she brought a unique energy to like compliment Jess. But as the show went on, I feel like she got dumb. I feel like she wasn't dumb at the beginning. She was just sexy. But now she's just like sexy and dumb. Mm-hmm. And all of her advice is like the worst advice ever. I feel like I'm just like bitching about this show a lot. I'm sorry. I know it's your favorite.
I never thought she was bright to begin with. I just think the modeling, her looks really overshadowed that. And then it wasn't until she got out of modeling that you could really tell that she wasn't that bright.
I just wish she a little bit more substance to her, and she just gives the worst advice. I mean, so bad.
How do you feel about Coach now?
I liked him.
Okay.
I did not like him at first. I feel like I'm just talking down on the show. No. It's a good show. I may not rewatch it.
No, and that's totally fine. But I think for me, I watched it from the season premiere.
Yeah, you were invested.
I just have like an attachment to the show.
You also purchased some stuff from New Girl.
So after New Girl went off the air, the stuff on the show went up for auction. And they just sold everything that was on the show. Like the couch, her clothes, like everything.
Is that normal?
So apparently, yeah. Huh. I ended up getting things that I could afford, which was like the hot food menu. I got some Ferguson items, the cat.
I love Ferguson.
I think it has one of the best series finales.
Interesting.
So that's why I want you to get to that point.
Oh, we're going to finish it. I will say one show that I watched that you haven't watched, but the rest of the world has watched.
Yes.
Is Bridgerton. So I'm not a huge historical romance person.
Right.
You've read a few recently, actually.
I have.
I've read one, but I got super into this show. So I took a week off of work and I watched the whole series in like a day and a half.
And so did the rest of the world. Yeah.
I thought it was great. I made you watch the first episode with me.
I did watch the first one. I just don't know what it is about like a romance series that I usually can't get into. I don't know if it's just like I don't want to get invested in these people.
Mm-hmm.
I should watch it. I feel like, you know.
I thought it was so great. I mean.
Everyone said it was.
The costumes were fantastic.
Yeah.
Also just being in this world where they play Billie Eilish in like a classical form is just interesting. And I mean, obviously the main guy.
Oh, yeah. He's beautiful.
Is stunning.
He is very beautiful.
I mean, when he takes his clothes off, I was like. And Ben came in while I was watching this one time. And I was trying to be like, oh, I like this guy because of XYZ. He's like, you like him because he's hot. And I was like, you're right. He's beautiful.
Right.
His body.
Yeah.
Is a wonderland.
He is very beautiful.
He is.
Yeah.
So I think
and I heard they did
it.
Get signed for season two.
Yeah. And so
it's that popular.
Okay, so I have not read the books.
Me neither.
I wanted to, but it's like kind of an investment to purchase all of these books.
There's a lot.
So I didn't read them, but each book, and I assume each series, will follow a different member of the Bridgerton family.
Right.
So I think the second book is the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has like a really good historical romance, because I feel like people always tell us you should read historical romances, but we are lost.
Right.
So you got to tell us specific ones.
Like you can't just tell me you got to read this author. You need to tell me the specific book that's going to change my mind.
Because honestly, the covers look the same to me. And I'm sure if you don't read contemporary romance, it's the same about all those abs. But we can find our way through some abs. We cannot find our way through some corsets. So we need some help.
Exactly.
With the corsets. That's what I have to say. Well, that's Bridgerton. I think you should watch it. Watch episode two and just see if that does anything for you.
You're right. You're right. I need to
start squeaking through them.
I'll squeak it. Yeah. Okay. Squeak, squeak. I'll do it.
Okay. One thing that I have been doing that's not reading or TV is over Christmas, we were hanging out with our niece and nephew who were young and they got Nintendo Switches for Christmas. My niece, who's 4, got the Paw Patrol game and I was watching her play it and I was like, huh, that looks kind of fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I was like, hey, can I play your game for a couple minutes? And she was like, yeah, sure, I'm gonna get a snack. So I played her Paw Patrol game, which is like, I say game, you just like walk around as a dog. But I was like, I feel like I need one of these. We got a Nintendo Switch and I got Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And I am all in on my island. I play every day.
I need you to give me more context. Like, why is this so great?
So, did you ever play The Sims?
No.
Oh, I loved The Sims. So basically, you're a little person.
What time period was The Sims popular?
2004.
Okay. This is the one thing I do enjoy about our friendship that I didn't think I would like is the fact that since there is like a 12-year difference.
Yeah.
The things that you're like, yeah, this is my childhood. And I'm like, okay, I was
especially
in college.
Movies. Is different for us.
Huge. Yeah.
But The Sims I was super into in like elementary school, middle school.
Mm-hmm. When I graduated from college. Yeah.
So I saw Animal Crossing and I'd obviously heard about it. I'm sure you've heard about people playing it.
Mm-mm.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay. It's the number one game out there right now. It's like super popular.
Yeah.
Basically, you're a little person and you have an island. You just kind of like do islandy stuff. Like, I'm not explaining it very well. But also you have animals who come and live at your island. and they're your friends.
Mm.
So what I do is I go like pick up seashells on the beach. That's my favorite thing to do is pick up seashells.
To me, this is a sign of how bad your day job is. That you're like, I'm on this island with these animals that are my friends.
It's so fun. So I pick up my seashells. I go fishing.
Uh-huh.
I can put my swimsuit on, uh-huh. and I can go swimming, and I can get bigger fish.
Okay,
like crabs and
so,
lobsters.
So I mean, is there like an end goal to the game?
You sell the stuff that you get, so I can sell my seashells
uh-huh.
for bells, which uh-huh. is the currency on my island.
Okay.
I can buy different things. I have my own little house, so I furnish my house. I buy clothes to change my outfit.
Okay.
I enhance my island.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So I put little bridges.
Yes.
In different places.
Uh-huh.
It's very exciting.
I can see how it would be relaxing.
It's so relaxing.
You feel more in control of that than you do your day
job.
Well,
and it's a place where like nothing bad happens.
Oh, that's always nice.
The only bad thing is if you shake a tree, sometimes bees will come out and sting you.
Oh.
But then you just take some medicine and you're good as new.
Wow.
That's the only bad thing that's ever happened.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just like an instant relief.
Wow.
Everything else is just like happy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I fully recommend it. It's very relaxing. End of the day, pop up my little island and I just like cruise around.
So how many hours do you spend on that?
Like an hour a day.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's probably a lie, though, to be honest.
I thought so, but yeah. I didn't want to call you out.
Thank you. That was really sweet. Like a lot more. But mm-hmm. it's one of those things where I can't just sit there and watch a show or a movie, typically. Or if you watch a sport, I need to be doing something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really ever invest fully into a show then?
It has to be like a choice, like where I'm going to watch this. All that time where if he was watching sports, I would read.
Mm-hmm.
Now I play Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Or if he puts a show on that I'm not super into, I'll just also, because it's a mindless game. It's not taking my full attention. I'm just like walking right. around a little place. So it's just like keeps me busy. I think that's all I've been doing.
So maybe we should talk about what we have planned for season 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, this is season 2.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit different. So the first thing that's going to be different is we're not going to post every week. We're going to do an every other week
mm-hmm.
schedule.
We're going to do 2 episodes a month,
mm-hmm.
mainly because we're super busy. And we're going to mix it up. Not every episode is going to be book related. We're going to throw in some fun non-book.
We got some ideas. We didn't do a book this time. And if you're still listening, thank you.
Yeah.
But our next episode will be a book episode.
Uh-huh.
And it's Cocky Chef.
Yes.
I have started that one.
You guys will recognize the model on the cover.
Yes.
Soul Christian Hoag.
Yeah, you won't complain about that cover. That's a good one.
I mean, he straight up looks like a chef.
No,
just
he doesn't.
Kidding.
So we're going to mix it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If you have anything non-book related you'd like us to chat about,
yeah.
let us know.
Like we thought of one fun episode would be us sampling some grocery store wine.
Do a wine tasting.
You know, and
a cheap
give you
wine
our,
tasting.
You know, best to worst.
Yeah, I'm so into that.
By the end, we might be drunk, which will be hilarious, you know.
For us.
For us
probably.
And for you. So I think that'll be fun.
But we are happy to be back.
Toss out those ideas. Send us a DM. Let us know. What would you like to hear us talk about?
I know, but it feels good to record again.
We did have somebody ask us for us to talk about Ariana Grande's song.
Oh my gosh.
What's it called? It has numbers in it.
It's the 34 plus 35.
Oh,
which,
yes,
if
yes,
you
yes.
do the simple math, equals 69.
Oh, clever. Okay.
So this person asked us to like go through the lyrics and say them.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever looked at these lyrics, you would know.
I got to pull it up.
I can't say them out loud. I mean, mm-hmm. let's go ahead and pull them up.
Let's pull it up. Let's do this.
Because here's the thing. I feel like whenever you listen to Ariana Grande, you catch like 1 out of every 10 words.
Well, yeah, because her voice is so sweet and you don't realize she's
like,
saying dirty
oh,
things.
Yeah, exactly. But if you read the lyrics, you're like, oh.
Oh, my.
Also, I don't pay attention to lyrics when I listen to music. I just like bop along, you know? So remember one time.
So when she sang Fuck Me Till the Daylight, you're just like boop a doo.
Well, specifically, she had a song a few years ago called Side to Side.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, that's what a hip tune. And it's literally about a dick so big,
yeah,
she has
gotta
to
wiggle on there. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Ariana. Mm-hmm. Let me find these lyrics.
So the chorus is, can you stay up all night? Fuck me till the daylight.
Who has that kind of energy?
34, 35. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, she does talk about how she's like eating healthy, getting some good rest
mm-hmm.
to gear up for this.
You drink it just like water.
Oh, she's like drinking coffee.
You say it tastes like candy.
Eating healthy.
So what you doing tonight?
Just to like bang all night.
Better say doing you right.
We're reading them. We're quiet because we're reading them.
You know, I keep it squeaky.
What is that? I just spit all over my microphone. Hearing
yeah,
you say that.
Yeah, except this wine, babe.
I like the one where it says, you might need a seatbelt.
Him or her?
I think he needs a seatbelt.
Oh, because
when
gonna,
she rides
she
it.
She rides him.
She's going to ride it.
All night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is my favorite. It says, you such a dream come true, make a bitch want to hit snooze. That is just gold.
It's like boppy, you know?
It's fun. She has great beats.
Yeah.
But God, having sex all night. I got
sun
things to do
down
in the morning.
To sunrise, oof. Like the whole next day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Is over.
And also, why? Mm. Like, is it the bragging rights? Is it the bragging rights to be like, I did it for
but
like 12 hours straight?
A woman came to me, like a friend was like, I had sex literally all night.
Mm-hmm.
Sundown to sunrise.
I'd be like, you got no other goals in life?
I'm like, aren't you tired? Yeah. But then she would be like, but I had coffee and I ate healthy. So I was gearing up.
And I'd be like, I don't know how that relates to your doing it all night. Like
all night. Yeah. But that happens in some of those books.
Yeah, but that's why it's fiction, you know?
I agree, yeah.
I have never heard any of my friends say, we banged it out all night long. Do you have friends that have banged it out all night long for like 12 hours?
Of course not. Or they just keep it to themselves.
I would think they would brag about that.
You're right.
So no, you
no,
don't have
the
any
answer
friends
is no.
Yeah, that have banged it out all night long. After the one bang, I'd be like, I gotta be out, you know, like I'd be like, oh, I'm tired, you know,
like that was good. High five.
I'm good. Yeah. Next time.
Yeah. So the person who asked us to go through these lyrics, that was for you. You're
yeah,
welcome.
You're welcome.
We've hit a lot of topics. Well, thank you for listening. I need to finish my margarita. I have a few sips left.
You know what's funny is that when we record something like this, in my head I'm like, do we sound boring just like you
same.
Do?
I had that thought about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, you did?
Where okay. I was like, I bet we're boring.
You think we are?
Don't know. I mean, I don't think we're boring because I'm friends with us. But I feel like people who listen may think we're boring.
Yeah. But I do feel like a lot of people wouldn't listen to our episodes if they didn't read the book, right? And so I feel like at least these non-book related episodes, they're for everyone.
But we hope you liked our chatty episode. We're mixing it up over
we're
here.
We're mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
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 Next episode
is Cocky Chef.
Yeah. Who's it by?
I can't remember.
Oh, hold on.
Into the daylight. I must stay up all night to the daylight. So next week, our book is Cocky Chef.
By J.D. Hawkins.
And I've started it.
Yeah.
And boy, is he cocky.
You're like four pages in, you're like, he really is
he's
a
super
dick.
Cocky. Wow. But I guess like that's the whole point. I think we'll like this book, though.
Okay, cool.
All right, that's it.
That's it, guys.
Season 2, episode 1.
Let's get into it.
Let's get, well, it's over now.
I meant like for the rest
we
of the season.
We got into it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.